When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's coming to us live from New York City, holding it down on the boards. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you being locked in. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And for everybody who has a smart speaker, you should be smart enough to just ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. 2 hours in the books, two more to go. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to former NFL executive, the man used to run the Buffalo Bills, Doug Whaley, for coming through to talk some NFL with us. And much love goes out to Kansas City, Missouri. I'm sure by now you've heard about the terrible news following their championship parade, where unfortunately one person was deceased, is shot. We have 20-plus people injured following their parade. Just also that 20 includes multiple children with gunshot wounds. And so much love goes out to everyone in Kansas City. The Kansas City Chiefs sent out a statement showing love and support to the city, reaffirming to everyone that no members of the Kansas City Chiefs were among those injured at any level. It's not to say that anyone on the Chiefs, that their lives are more valuable than anyone else's, but they did go ahead and share that news. So if anything else should break the rest of the evening, we will most certainly go ahead and fill you in. If you want to talk to me, it's real simple. The number here every single day, afternoon, evening, is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I am online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, X, all of that good stuff. Not a difficult person to find. We've had an eventful day, most certainly a painful day following the Chiefs parade. But there are a couple of other topics that we have been able to hit on and discuss. With Doug Whaley, we went through some of the quarterback situations and scenarios. What happens when Brock Purdy gets paid, if he has success? You know, what takes place? Who can potentially kind of elevate in the AFC to compete with the Kansas City Chiefs? He said, listen, it might be Harbaugh and Herbert with the Chargers. We talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they might do at quarterback. And this is a big one. Doug Whaley said, yeah, I don't know what the Buffalo Bills can do to get over the Patrick Mahomes Chiefs hump. Doug basically said, this is like playing in the Jordan era. Everybody who was in the Michael Jordan era, you fell flat. I mean, God bless Hakeem Olajuwon, one of my favorite basketball players of all time, especially given his skill, his athleticism, everything that he did. It seems like Michael Jordan said, I'm not playing. And Hakeem said, all right, I got me two rings. But everybody outside of that, whether you happen to be my main man Gary Payton or Karl Malone or Charles Barkley or Shaq earlier on at that point, and Hakeem took one from him too, it was tough. It was tough. Glide the glide. Yeah, Michael Jordan put the stop on a lot of titles. Reggie Miller. dare I say, Hickey, I'm going to name that Patrick guy out of New York. What's his last name?
Ewing.
Yeah. There's a long list of people that Michael Jordan and crew. Come on now. It's not just Michael Jordan. I know. Yo, Hickey, isn't it interesting how it's always Michael Jordan most times and not always the Chicago Bulls? Maybe that's why Scottie Pippen is so angry all the time.
Can't blame him. You're right. We don't talk about the Bulls dynasty. We talk about the Jordan dynasty.
The Jordan era, right? And I was going to say something offensive. Is it offensive? You can't say panties in a bunch no more, right?
Oh, is that phrase is no longer? I think
it's
fine.
Yeah, because panties in a bunch means that it equates to a woman being upset, right?
I guess you could infer that. I guess you're right. Only women do wear panties. Well, I guess there are some men that wear panties.
Yeah, besides the point. It's 2024. People could do anything.
That's true. Your underwear in a bunch, is that, you know, that's gender neutral?
Well, that's why I said what I said. I said Scottie Pippen is so upset, right? What in my head, what I stopped myself from saying was this is why Scottie Pippen has his panties in a bunch, but then JR is going to get canceled. And so that's why I didn't equate it directly to Scottie, but I let everybody know that I was thinking it. You see?
Which is definitely different.
Yeah, it's definitely different. just wanted to share my thoughts without tying them up directly. You can send your emails to me. Anyway, speaking of that Michael Jordan era, we know that the Kansas City Chiefs are developing their own dynasty. They are in the midst of a dynasty, right? We don't know where it's going to end. There's a good chance that maybe it continues on. Are they going to three-peat, be the first NFL team to do so for a Super Bowl? We don't know. It's going to be tough. But that's not to say that Patrick Mahomes doesn't pick up another one in the next, I don't know, year or two. So having said that, based on what we experienced on Sunday and all this dynasty talk, tonight's top six list of what I do every single Wednesday, we're going to talk dynasties. And yes, I know this, folks. It is impossible to fit six dynasties across the sports world onto one list. I had to take a look at individual sports. I had to pick out dynasties that I think would kind of fit or be most superior. And so, yeah, I give you a heads up now. There's no Steelers on this list. Sorry. There's no Raiders on this list, because pretty much with six spots, there could, quote unquote, only be one. And we know that there are multiple dynasties. This is the best of the best of the best of the best. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not going to waste any more time. It's time for a top six list. Some of the biggest dynasties, some of the greatest dynasties that we have seen in the world of sports. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking dynasties. We're talking teams that dominated in a certain amount of time and had their foot on people's necks every damn year, racking them up like nobody's business. And so let's not waste any time. Let's get going with the list and find out who this number is.
Number six.
At number six, let's get this out the way. I'm thinking college. I'm thinking basketball. I am thinking the 60s. I am thinking UCLA. We talked about Deshaun Foster yesterday, trying to pick up another championship for the football program. They haven't won since 1954. Well, damn it, UCLA, they got 11. Count 11 of these championships. 1964, rolling down to 75. They picked up another one in the 90s, but we know the 60s and 70s is where it's at, where John Wooden won 10 championships in 27 years. He did have some dude named Luau Sindor. And a matter of fact, let's take a listen to ESPNU. You hear Luau Sindor, who is now Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And then you'll also hear John Wooden talk about execution in the UCLA way.
For him, it was not necessarily wins and losses, but how he affected young men's lives.
Success is a result of satisfaction from knowing you made the effort to do the best of what you're capable.
I like success. Thank you, John Wooden. God bless him. And how can I forget old broken down body, broke foot Bill Walton? I can't. Nice guy Bill Walton is. Real nice guy. Hickey, have you ever met Bill Walton?
No, never the pleasure.
Listen, he's a nice guy. He can talk, okay? Just like he talks on television, Bill Walton can talk. We'd still be doing this list of Bill. Well, we'd be doing this list for 3 years if Bill Walton was here. But anyway, UCLA, I got them number six, top six dynasties in sports. Had to get a college team on the list. Let's move on to the next number.
Number five.
At number five, we're going from the hardwood. We're going to the ice. Growing up in New York City, you know what I always heard? Range is this, range is that, range is this, and range is that. But growing up, it was the Islanders. It was Mike Bossy. It's here's this rookie of the year. Who's here's this MVP? Here's this dude. Hey, here's this team that won four straight titles. Four straight Stanley Cups. 1980, 1981, 1982, 1983. You want to talk about a three-peat? The Islanders, the little engine that could on Long Island, New York, where a lot of people outside of, I guess, the metropolitan area aren't even familiar with outside of saying something about the Hamptons. The Islanders were getting a job done. Take a listen to this. The Islanders dynasty. This is courtesy of the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Coming in with Nystrom. Connelly to Nystrom. He scores! Bob Nystrom scores the goal. The Islanders win the Stanley Cup.
That goal vaulted the team to inconceivable success. Four consecutive Stanley Cups. Tremendous personal achievements. All on a team that firmly established their place in hockey history and among the NHL's foremost dynasties.
Man, four in a row? Damn. That's different. Shout outs to the Islanders. I got them at number five on the list. What's next?
Number four.
At number four, I guess we'll stay in the New York metropolitan area. Because if you want to talk about dynasties, it's almost like, hey, which one do you pick when it comes down to the New York Yankees? Multiple dynasties, multiple years, multiple decades. Not the 80s, though. The 80s sucked for the Yankees. Sorry, Don Mattingly. Anyway, by the time they finished up with the Don Mattingly years, the New York Yankees were able to go on a little bit of a run. George Steinbrenner got a little bit of a punishment, had to get out of the way. They developed a farm system. They got some guy named Derek Jeter. They got another guy named Mariano Rivera. They got a guy named Bernie Williams. They got a guy named Jorge Posada. They got a guy named Andy Pettit. And the next thing you know, boom, the Yankees, they didn't suck anymore. The Yankees won four World Series in 5 years between 96 and 2000. New York Yankees were whooping ass and taking names. That's why there's so many damn spoiled Yankee fans running around today, because they remember this and they're still spoiled. You need to get their act together. Here, you might know this dude. Maybe you heard of him before. He's a winner. It's Derek Jeter on what made the 90s, early 2000 Yankees oh so good. This is what he had to tell the Yes Network.
it just sort of was contagious, that mentality, that drive, the desire to win every single day. No one cared about personal statistics. They really didn't. Great thing for 98, Scott Brosius was the World Series MVP. He hit a big home run and then came up next time, Mr. T had him sacrifice bunt. But no one had a problem with that because the bottom line was you're trying to win.
Yeah, Scott Brosius. Who talks about Scott Brosius? Hey, Hickey, name a random Yankee on one of them teams. Name one.
Oh, Tino Martinez, right? He was there.
Yeah, he was. See, I didn't even... You don't even mention Tino Martinez when you talk about those dudes.
Crazy.
Not at the beginning, right? Not at the beginning. How they had so much... I guess George Steinbrenner had all the money. And you think the Dodgers are going to get on one of these? No, right? They've lost too much already, right?
4 and 5 years? I don't think so. Yeah, I'm with you. Lost too much. Yeah.
They said, I mean, but the amount of money the Dodgers are spending is ridiculous.
Well, over $1 billion just this offseason? Not bad.
You think I could play for the Dodgers? I want to help.
You'll be set for life, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're paying Shohei Ohtani over the course of what? 20 years or 20 years, right?
20 years. A lot of money coming in back pay.
10-year contract, basically nothing, and then the rest of the money, 10 years deferred. Wow. Yo, baseball's money is crooked. We're going to have to talk about that one day, right? Could you imagine?
Top six most leagues crooked money?
Yeah, well, FIFA would be number one. Or maybe the Saudi
Olympics. Saudis, too, yeah. Yes. This is a good list here.
Saudi leagues, Olympics, FIFA. Yeah, a lot of things having to do with international football. Anyway, congratulations to the Yankees. Yes, one of the biggest dynasties that we've ever seen. And I would take the late 90s Yankees. Because they had to go through multiple rounds of playoffs. If I got to take a look at, I don't know, the 40s, 50s, the early 60s, there's only like 16 teams. Eight in the American League, eight in the National League, and then you basically, you know, won the league and went right to the World Series. No rounds. And Major League Baseball added the wild card, I think, in like 95 or 96. So anyway, Yankees are number four on my list. Top six dynasties in sports. Where do we go next?
Number three.
We will go back to the ice and we will get out of the New York City metropolitan area. We ain't gonna go that far, but we will go to Canada. A straight shot up, actually. We're going to Montreal. We're gonna talk about the Canadiens. Because how in the hell do you wake up in the 70s and win six, count them, six Stanley Cups? 71, 73, 77, 76, 78, 79. Yeah, I didn't count in order. Sue me. Anyway, they knew, the Montreal Canadiens knew, that you couldn't stop them. Didn't matter what your strategy was, what you thought, you wasn't going to go out there and do a damn thing. These are the Canadiens. Talking about their dominance. This is courtesy of the NHL.
If you are that other team, you've got to believe that there's a certain strategy that you can use that will win you the game. And you say to yourself, well, we can outscore these guys. No, you can't. Or we can outdefend them. No, you can't. Or we can, you know, we can outmuscle them and then we'll get them that way. No, you can't. You know, you play any game you want and we get an answer.
Oh, wow. I like that aggression. It's almost like when we talked about Bill Russell last week and Bill Russell said, I'm gonna block your shot and I'm gonna talk crap to you. I'm gonna scare you from coming back. I like the mental aspect. I like the intimidation factor. Shout out to the Montreal Canadiens. I got them at number three on my list. Top six dynasties in sports, picking up six Stanley Cup championships in the 70s. That is bad ass. What's the next number?
Number two.
Oh, we getting dicey now, right? The top six dynasties in sports. Who's at number two? It's the Chicago Bulls. Yep. You like? I said the Chicago Bulls, Hickey. I didn't say Michael Jordan this time.
There we go. Credit to the whole team.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen, his panties are unbunched at this point in time. You know, maybe his panties also unbunched knowing that, wait a minute. Yeah, his ex-wife is no longer dating Michael Jordan's son. But anyway, that's a separate conversation. Come on. We know the Chicago Bulls three-peated twice. We know the Chicago Bulls won so damn much, Michael Jordan's like, I ain't got the joy to do this. I'm going to go play baseball. And then he came back. And then after he was back for a full season, they started to win again, knocking off Seattle and then knocking off Karl Malone twice, you know, kind of swiping Byron Russell away. And then Michael Jordan's like, I'm not doing this anymore. They broke the Bulls up. And he's like, I'm not done. I'm going to play for Washington. He got the hell up on out of there. And yes, of course, this is all about Michael Jordan. But we know so many spectacular players on those Bulls teams. Nobody's giving Luke Longley credit, right? Scottie Pippen was there. Horace Grant. Judd Bushler. Luke Longley. Hey, Bill Wennington. We can go on a list of other guys on the Chicago Bulls. But the three main ones, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and later on, somebody who just grabbed 50 rebounds in two games with 0 points, and Dennis Rodman. And by the way, with all their winning, you would think that they, they got along, right? They smoked cigars, they hung out, they're like, yeah, we're winning in 72 games and all of this. Dennis Rodman, he was talking to Graham Bessinger. Dennis Rodman said, hey, me, Scottie, and Michael Jordan, we never spoke. Listen to this.
Your then teammate, while you were with the Bulls, Scottie Pippen, was quoted as saying, I have not had a conversation with Dennis. I've never had a conversation with Dennis in my life, so I don't think it's anything new. Why not speak to your teammates then?
Well, I think it was important. I thought it was important for me to go there and win. Me and Scotty and Michael never had a conversation in 3 years in Chicago. Only time we had a conversation is on the court. That was it. And nobody believes that. I said, well, only people I had a conversation with probably Judd Bushler, Randy Brown, Steve Kerr, you know, Luke Longley, other players. But me and Mike and Scotty, we never had conversations at all off the court.
Yeah, well, they seem like they have so much in common, right? I mean, not even cigars. I know Michael smokes. I know Dennis smokes. Like, it makes sense. It makes sense. Hey, Hickey, let's try to not talk the next couple of days and see how the show sounds.
Maybe we'll win a Marconi.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Well, let's avoid all communication before, during, and after the show. Good deal. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, talking about the top six dynasties in sports. We come back on the other side. I'm going to share with you numero uno. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect co-worker of yours.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about some of the top dynasties that we've ever seen in the world of sports. I'm thinking all sports. Thinking of the best of the best of the best of the best. I'm about to share with you who I have at number one. At number six, I had to start off at the college ranks, right? I had to go to UCLA. The Bruins under John Wooden. 10 championships, 27 seasons. The man got busy with Lou Alcindor and Brokefoot Bill Walton. You can't take away what they accomplished. And number five, I gave you the Islanders. Four straight championships, a four-peat from 1980 to 1983. And number four, I gave you the Yankees. The Yankees of the late 90s, early 2000s. Four World Series titles in 5 years. It's why Yankee fans are spoiled as hell, especially now. Because all they used to is success from 25 years ago. Damn it, it's about to be 30 years. Wow. And number three, I told you about the Montreal Canadiens. Six Stanley Cup championships from 1970 to 1979. And number two, told you about the Chicago Bulls. It's kind of crazy. We just played you a clip where Dennis Rodman said, yeah, we were winning and winning and winning. Me, Scottie Pippen, and Michael Jordan, we never spoke unless we were on, physically on the basketball court. Never spoke. Wow. I guess that's just a lot of talent. And so where does that leave us when it comes down to the top six dynasties in sports? You can't fit everybody on the list, but this is the big one.
Number one.
It's the New England Patriots. Like that's it. This is football, right? Somebody's supposed to get hurt. Even Tom Brady did get hurt, and they kept on winning. The man had his leg blown out. And they still won. They came back and won and won and won and won. Six Super Bowl titles pretty much over the last 20 years. We can go ahead and thank Mo Lewis for knocking the living hell out of Drew Bledsoe and ushering in the Tom Brady era. Maybe Tom Brady would have never seen the light of day if Mo Lewis did not drive Drew Bledsoe into the turf. And the next thing you know, a Super Bowl. And then they won another one in 04, and then another one in 05, and they repeated. The last team to do it since the Patriots, this squad, has the most Super Bowl titles in the NFL. They are tied with those Steelers. And yeah, sorry, I had to pick one team. It was going to be the Patriots for the length of their dominance. 11 appearances in the Super Bowl. Six wins. That's badass. Tom Brady says thank you, and then he went and got himself another one with the Buccaneers. And why do I have the Patriots, a football team, here at number one? Because you're not supposed to win for this long. And yeah, people have these conversations. Is it Belichick? Is it Brady? Who was more influential? Who was more important to the dynasty? It's just a ridiculous question. I feel smart because Tom Brady, he agrees. Take a listen to what Tom Brady had to say. This is courtesy of the NFL.
I think for me, there's nobody I'd rather be associated with. I think it's always such a stupid conversation to say Brady versus Belichick, because in my mind, that's not what partnerships are about. Coach couldn't play quarterback and I couldn't coach. The best part about football is, and coach says it a lot, do your job. And he asked me to play quarterback. He didn't ask me to coach. And, you know, I didn't want him playing quarterback. I just wanted him to coach. I'd seen him throw, so he definitely wasn't playing quarterback.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Tom Brady thinks all these conversations are stupid, and he's right, because everybody has a role, and you got to know how to play it. Sheesh. He did his job, and Belichick did his, and they both did an excellent partnership. Everybody knows the players are more important partnership. I know that was such a difficult concept to comprehend. Anyway. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, there are more than six dynasties that we've seen in the world of sports. I considered all of them. But I took a look at the best of the best of the best of the best. Did we talk about Steelers? Yes. Did we talk about Warriors? Yes. Could we take a look at I don't know, Braves and championships and, conference, division? Yeah, but I had to look at the best of the best of the best. And number six, I gave you UCLA. And number five, I gave you the Islanders. And number four, I gave you the Yankees, the ones in the late 90s. And number three, I gave you the Canadiens. And number two, I gave you the Chicago Bulls. And number one, I gave you the New England Patriots. The phone lines are open if you have any thoughts, ideas on a dynasty. There are plenty. I'll let you mention them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And you know what? The team that is, let's just say, working on its current dynasty, the Chiefs, Travis Kelce had some words. He had some explaining about that little bump, well, that big bump that almost knocked over Andy Reid. We're going to hear from Travis Kelce. I'll get to your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's another Wednesday. I delivered to you a new top six list. We talked about some of the top dynasties that we have ever seen or witnessed in the world of sports. And I had to go to the top of the top, the best of the best. And everybody can't fit in on a top six list. And if you missed it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and get some details and also hear some audio related to the teams. At number six, I gave you UCLA, those basketball Bruins. At number five, I gave you the Islanders from the 80s. I gave you the Yankees, the one from the late 90s. The Montreal Canadiens knocking off those six Stanley Cup championships in the 70s. The Chicago Bulls and the New England Patriots for what the hell they did basically over the past, well, not 20 years, but 20 years from 4 years ago. The phone lines are open to you. It's 855-212-4CBS. I want to pick up some of your calls. And then I want to give you an update on what someone from the current Chiefs dynasty had to say about an incident that took place this past Sunday. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ron is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Ron. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the show, but my question is, I'm not sure how you can do a dynasty list and not include the guy they named the Super Bowl trophy after, Vince Lombardi's Packers of the 60s. I know they won the first two Super Bowls. I think they won four out of five championships. They got 13 overall, probably twice as many as any other team. So I just feel like it's hard to believe you could leave them off your list.
Well, when I think about a dynasty, I think about a team that does it in a finite period of time. I would not look at the Green Bay Packers and just go, oh my God, they got more championships, Super Bowl and pre-Super Bowl combined, and go, well, that's the reason why they should be on the list. And Vince Lombardi having the trophy named after him, it says a whole hell of a lot more for their success in the 60s pre-Super Bowl and at the beginning of the Super Bowl than anything else. When I look at the New England Patriots and what they did over a 20-year span, I find that to be more impressive. because it's one thing to whoop everybody's ass in the 60s. It's another thing to stretch that out and dominate and whoop ass and be competitive for a championship over 20 years. That's how I looked at it, Ron. Nothing, Ron. Okay. Thank you, Ron, for calling from Texas. Cat got his tongue. Like, you can't, I'm not taking away from what the Packers did. I said that there are so many dynasties. But I have to think, and I was not around to sit down and watch Vince Lombardi and Bart Starr. But I think as an overall, 20 years, like that's a long, and football and NFL, like let's really stop for a minute here. If Patrick Mahomes goes out over the next couple of seasons and says, oh, yeah, I already got three. Let me just go ahead and pick up three more or two more. That people are going to go, oh, yeah, that's absolutely amazing for what he did. But if he stretched it out over 20 years and went half of the damn time, that's impressive. That's ridiculous. That I don't think anybody listening to the sound of my voice will witness that ever again in their lifetime. 855-212-4CBS. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, hi, JR. The 1983 finals, the Islanders defeated the Edmonton Oilers, but Edmonton got even with them the very next year, too. They won, they beat the Islanders. Islanders were seeking their fifth, and that was a completely dominant team. Look, they had Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, Yari Curry, yeah. Glenn Anderson, Kevin Lowe, Paul Coffey, Charlie Huddy, and look at the goaltending they had, too. They had Grant Fuhr, Andy Moog, Bill Ranford, you know, and there was a run-and-gun era. At least this team constantly scored over 400 goals a season. They were just completely dominant. And they won in 1990 without Gretzky. They had the big trade for Gretzky was traded in 1988. And Mark Messier won his fifth cup, and they had it without Gretzky. They won in 84-85, lost in 86 in a major upset to the Canadiens.
They went to
87 and 88, they won.
Oh, slow, Alan.
Lost in 89 to Calgary Alan. Flames to a major upset. But this was a completely dominant team. They were even more dominant than the Islanders, even more.
Yeah, well, Alan, I gave it to the Islanders for getting that four in a row, and also I would say being less talented than the squad you just mentioned. And as you were kind of running and really, really running, I appreciate it.
Well, yeah. a dynasty is supposed hold to be on, a powerhouse.
Alan.
You can't say they're the greatest powerhouse teams ever. They won it. Kansas City is not a powerhouse. They won it, but a powerhouse team is the team that's dominant.
Whoa, Alan.
Yep.
What the hell are you talking? Kansas City? Kansas City what?
They didn't dominate. They won by the skin of their teeth.
Wait a minute. You're telling me the Kansas City, you're talking, so wait. So you went from talking about the Oilers, and then you jumped right into the Kansas City?
Yeah, but they won
the
by
Chiefs?
The, they didn't dominate, though.
Wait, hold on. Oh, my God. Hickey. Damn, bruh. I'm like, can we do one thing at a time with Alan? He jumped straight from the Oilers, and I'm trying to answer him about the Oilers, and then he went right into Kansas. He said Chiefs, and I said, what are we talking? Are you talking about now?
Alan's in the left lane. The brakes have been cut off from the car, and the foot is all the way down on the gas pedal.
I know Alan is retired. God bless him. He's still here. We're going to talk to Alan in a second. He does a lot of driving. You think Alan is one of those dudes who goes like 90 in the left lane? And then he kind of swerves in front of everybody towards the exit at the last second.
Oh, yeah. Half mile for the exit. Oh, now's a good time to skirt
right
on over three lanes of traffic.
Hey, Alan, do you do that?
37 years.
He didn't realize. Alan, you're on hold. Nobody could hear you. I brought him back. And he was still going.
Like I said, no brakes.
Alan.
Yeah, good. Okay. Like I said, I was a cabbie for 37 years, and we're always living in the fast lane, so that's why I talk like I'm in the fast lane. So.
Okay. Well, slow. Let's do one thing at a time. When it comes down to the Islanders and the Oilers, Maybe I have a New York bias there, likely. But I also looked at the four in a row. And I'm familiar, as you had mentioned, about them, well, not them, but Edmonton going two and then having a break and then two and then going ahead and picking up the one. And so I certainly understand Allen. And then you're also, yeah, as you mentioned, you're from Toronto. You ain't from Edmonton. You're from Toronto, still Canada. I certainly understand. Now, your last point about the Kansas City Chiefs. You don't think these Chiefs are a dynasty?
No, because they weren't a powerhouse. I equate a powerhouse to a dynasty. A powerhouse, a dynasty is supposed to be a powerhouse. Someone that wins decisively in the standings and in the playoffs. They win decisively. Kansas City has not won decisively. Well, this last year, he won by the skin of their...
It doesn't matter. They come back and win. They got a Terminator of a quarterback. They've won three championships in 5 years. They just went back-to-back. They're going to be staring at a three-peat, and you're looking at what they quote-unquote did not do? I think about a champion. It's like, I don't care how you got the job done. And I think in a lot of cases, if I want to look at a champ, a lot of it is resiliency. Like, how do you bounce back from adversity? Like, think about it like boxing. I don't know a boxer, a championship boxer, who's never faced adversity. Yeah, you can certainly go, oh, well, this guy, he never got knocked down or he never did this. But I think a part of a champion is being able to face adversity and overcome it. And given their accomplishments, not what they did not do, I can't look at these Chiefs now, and whether it's today or 5 years from now, where or it's 10 years or 15 or 20 years, where they could add more and not just go what they have currently already done, I would say they're a dynasty. They don't, what are they supposed to do, beat everybody 60 to nothing?
So I guess powerhouses and dynasties are two different things, that's all.
Man, when I think about a powerhouse, I think about no damn power. Let's talk about dynasties. Where are the rings at? The Kansas City Chiefs just won 3 in 5 years. And, man, maybe they'd have more Mahomes had a line and if Burrow didn't get the other one. So, and thank you, Allen. Appreciate you, okay?
Yeah, always great being on the line with you. Thank you very much for taking my calls.
Absolutely. Thank you, Allen, for calling from Toronto. He said he was a cab. I heard that part, I think. He said he was a cabbie for 37 years, driving a fast lane. I thought cab drivers are supposed to be responsible. I wonder if Allen, if he drove Uber, what his rating would be. Maybe, I need to ask somebody this. Maybe I could find it on a forum somewhere. If you are a crap Uber driver, like, and then we got Uber drivers listening to us right now. If you suck as an Uber driver, like, what happens? Do they send you an email and just, like, say, hey, you can't drive for us, hit the bricks? Like, what do you think happens? You've ever heard about this?
I know about bad reviews. I don't know. They may put a lock on your – I think it's a lock on your account.
On the app?
Yes. Then you can't take drivers.
It's like one day you wake up and it's just like, hey, you got a lot of bad reviews. You suck. You ain't making no more money for us. Go talk to Lyft.
Get out of here.
Yeah. It's like, hey, go try Lyft. I wonder if they share information. Maybe. No, maybe not.
Yeah, I'm sure Uber probably wants the bad drivers to go to Lyft. Her business.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you suck over here, go try Lyft. We don't need you over here. I'm sure somebody's gonna message me, because you only hear about Uber drivers with high ratings. You never hear anybody running around talking about, hey, you know, my Uber driver rating is 3.2. It doesn't work that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about some of the biggest, baddest dynasties that we've seen in the world of sports. Can't cram everybody into a top six list. I'm going to get to more of your calls. And then on the other side, we'll hear from Travis Kelce defending himself from some of his behavior on Sunday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And we even got rumors, LeBron James rumors, Warriors rumors. This is a lot going on. You're on CBS Sports Radio, so don't move.
a Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.